Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Oh, that was a great intro. Thank you, Chris. Fantastic. Woo! Episode 175, Guardians of the Geekery.
We never talk over that intro anymore.
We'll see what we can do for you.
Thank you. He was actually testing theory.
I was working on a technological thing. It didn't work, but yeah.
But anyway, anywho, we are on episode what?
175.
What is the name of our podcast?
I'm not sure. Guardians of the Geekery.
Which one am I on tonight?
I host too many now. I don't know. Where am I? Just point me out. Turn the magic on.
I was like, which one am I on? I was on the other one last night. So.
Podcasters tend to be serial podcasters.
This happens.
Yeah. All
right. We have to get you a couple more. Right.
No, thank you. So we've got...
But enough about us. How about our guests?
Yeah. So we've got Robot Johnson here. We've got Noah Lemons and Field Canty. But before we let you relax for 1 minute, we're going to launch right into the rapid fire response round.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You need to give us a single word or short answer phrase. If you do not answer it with a certain amount of time, we'll answer for you. And the answer that we put in is
stripper pole.
Oh, no.
And Carol's accurate. Going to keep a count of how many stripper poles you get.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to start right with Field. Who would you want as your best friend? Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Watson.
All right. Noah, what superpower would you like to have?
In general, the power of invisibility.
Okay. And Field, what year would you like to go back to if you could go back in time?
19...
Stripper pole. 14. Okay. Noah, who was your favorite teacher?
My favorite personal teacher growing up, not in pop culture?
Just...
Okay.
Sorry,
that's not a bad stripper.
Miss Bliss from the original season of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, there you go. Field, what job would you never want to have?
Poopsmith.
Okay. Poopsmith. Noah, what job would you like to try?
Ooh, a skydiving instructor.
Just try it. Not where you actually go at that.
No certification.
I want to just tell somebody how to do it.
Yeah. Field, who is your man crush?
Oh, that's Bill Murray.
Noah, Star Wars, Star Trek, or Firefly?
Ooh, Star Trek.
Yeah, because you didn't know the other two.
That, right. I know the other two.
What superpower would you not like to have, Field?
I think telepathy would get real bad, because it's not like you can control it at the beginning, and I don't want to heal shit.
No, you don't.
Not you. This room's great.
Noah, what cosplay would you like to try?
Ooh, try probably Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Which character?
Which character? I would then say Ned Stark. Maybe have some kind of like headless thing going on. That'd be... Just go right into it. Just go full bore. Right.
Make it difficult. Ned Stark season 2. Nice. Field, who is your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Raphael divided by Donatello.
No, what's your theme song?
My theme song would be the Jeffersons theme song.
Moving on up. I totally was going to start singing that. That's really funny. Okay, so we're going to give you a tablet, and we're going to let you preload it, and then we're going to stick you on an island.
Okay.
What's going to be your favorite movie to watch over and over and over again?
I can only... anything about Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson. Okay, Field.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
What musical album?
Avett Brothers' Emotionalism.
Field.
Shovels and Rope, Oh Be Joyful.
Ooh. Okay, what book that you could read over and over again?
Just one book?
You can do a series.
Oh, then we'll do Game of Thrones series. That's too easy. I'll say the third one. I'll say the third book.
So are you going to wait till the other two books come out, or do you just...
I'll take it now. I don't want the last two books.
You're not going to write them anyway.
And field.
Bagumbo Snuffbox by Kurt Vonnegut.
And what game that you can play on a phone or tablet?
Okay. No pin for you.
I would say probably one of the Mario Brothers. I feel like I played that a lot as a kid. I could feel like I could do that for the longest stretch of time.
There's this game on my phone called Balls with a Z, which I didn't think I'd be saying publicly. It's just really addictive and simple, and I feel like in that situation there'd be so many actual problems to solve that I would need that.
Well,
nice.
That's it.
You survived.
Except for
nice.
Miguel, who
Gross.
Has one
stripper
pole.
Ooh,
and
I got my
phone. Yes, for the audio audience, that clicking sound you found. That's okay. We actually had one guest on that he was a very sweet guy, but he was sitting down by Matt, and he just kept waving his hands and dropping them every single thing he said, and there was nothing I could not reach him from where I was.
Slowly slide a pillow.
So I finally had and he'd do this with the paper too. So it'd be. So I finally had
like
to call him out on air.
So now you've got it on air again.
Yeah. I was like, can you please stop doing that? He's like, oh, okay. And about 5 minutes later.
Kept doing it.
But that's my story. Let's talk about your story.
Ooh.
So tell us where it all began. No, I'm kidding. So tell us what the heck you're doing in our house. So.
Well, Field never leaves.
I know.
He's trying to escape.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, Field, we have a gift for you.
All right.
Oh my
God! Like
we've got the special tri-colored Freedom from Dirt Freedom sponges.
Nice.
Instead of Freedom sponges, can I just have Freedom?
No.
Thank you. This is gonna,
this is
gonna go a long way.
Each of us. Mine is the purple. Yeah, so.
This is gonna get us through the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, no, we give you a new sponge every week. I don't know why you keep telling people that.
No, I'm not building a raft out of them in the corner.
Yeah, no, we actually had someone come and say that your hair was so soft it was like a pillow. Because, you know, that's where we stick our guests at night. So, you know, when they stay over. So, yeah. No,
it was someone who knew you, though, so it was okay.
No, it wasn't. It was a complete stranger.
Even better. That was a sleepless night.
What's amazing is that Field has been staying in the garage, and that was from before we actually lived in this house.
I screamed so loud, the movers didn't notice a thing.
I told you, soundproof box. So, no, seriously, you guys have...
I was just thinking, at least it's not boxing LA now.
I know,
I'm sorry.
Well, this took a dark turn really quickly. We went Silence of the Lambs, boxing LA.
You bring out the best in us, guys.
I just wanted to point out to the audience that you bought real sponges for this bit.
don't
act like this turn. There are actual receipts.
I'm gonna get that deducted from my tax.
I mean, they're quality sponges.
It's $1.07.
Yeah.
Tax write off.
Tax write off.
We had to punish the Field.
So Noah,
yes. Robot Johnson.
Welcome to the strange world, Noah. Hello.
You guys have a show on Friday.
We do.
Friday, September 22nd. For those who are listening a day or two late, so don't show up if it's like...
Don't just like show
it was great
Friday,
and you should regret
February.
It. Yes. To everyone listening in real time because you're responsible, wonderful people. I'm just kidding. I'm like always 7 weeks behind. Yeah, it's the 22nd at the Rabbit Hole in Pleasant Midwood.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be amazing / was amazing if you're in the past now. Or future. We're in the past.
Future, past, present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry you were cut from every sketch. That's
yeah.
These things happen.
Things were looking pretty hairy, then I dropped out. So and it went so smoothly.
So this is, you guys have been performing there for a while, but it's been a while since you've done a performance there.
Mm-hmm. It has. It's been about a year, just under it. The last year we've done a lot of road shows, some festivals. We just we worked on a short film and
yeah.
Kind of been a little all over the place, so we're excited to return home and perform in Charlotte for the first time in a little while. It's at 9 o'clock. I realize we haven't said that yet. At the Rabbit Hole, Friday the 22nd of September.
But doors are open at 8, so you can come and get alcohol.
plenty of time to get a drink, would be it a Shirley Temple or a quadruple martini. I don't know if they can make a quadruple martini.
Or you just drink four.
Yeah.
It just works out just fine.
Just bring your own coffee mug.
And then you have a special guest coming afterwards.
We do.
James Walker. He's been doing improv in Charlotte for a long time and been performing with this band for a while. And Crackers and Snack Meat. I always slow down before I say it because the first several times I said it, I was saying Snackers and Crack Meat, but that's not right.
And
don't tell them I said that.
Yeah, I was really confused. I really thought you guys were serving like hors d'oeuvres afterwards.
It's getting fancy at the round.
Yeah, like, because my stepmom is coming because I love her, so I'm bringing her to your show.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I was like, do I feed her before, or we just eat the crackers and snack meat afterwards?
Well, that was explained, because then you would have been sitting there going, well, they're not feeding us. Well, I'll get you something afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 11. She's already told me she has to go to sleep before, she has to take a nap before we head to your show.
So. Now we'll put her to sleep.
That's true. So you guys are sketch comedy. So if people are not comedy going, there's a very big difference between stand-up and sketch comedy and improv.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And now Field is going to explain that to you.
Oh, yeah. So stand-up is, of course, stand-up comedy, microphone, person talking, fairly personal, usually, not always. And then improv is made up in the moment. That's the one I would say there's the most confusion on with sketch comedy, because a lot of improv folks also do sketch comedy. And it's often a tool to build sketch comedy, and vice versa. But improv is made up in the moment with guidelines and talent and rules and care, whereas sketch comedy is actually written, rehearsed, and performed originally. Format-wise, it's shortened sketches, complete narratives. The best example would be Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's Monty Python, countless examples, Kids in the Hall, The State, Pick Your Poison, Key and Peele would be a recent great example. But shortened pieces that are original to the group, written by the group, performed by the group, and kind of produced and directed and grown from the ground.
And Field, you used to be the young one in the group.
I know.
You've been there a while now. How long has that been?
Oh.
You know, it's only because you grew the beard. I realize we don't give you a razor.
That's where the gray
hair is. You just have to really rub in there with the sponges.
Exactly. To get the gristle out. Noah and I joined at the same time, actually, and it has been 6 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Boy, they regret it.
So tell us a little bit about like what your background is and what gets you involved in sketch comedy. Noah, since you've not been on before.
I started doing improv with Charlotte Comedy Theater a little while back, a couple years before I started joining Robot Johnson. Cool. And I had fun with that and learned a lot. And then I started doing stand-up because I was more interested in kind of writing, and I hadn't met all the Robot Johnson folks yet, and so I was doing stand-up to get my kind of writing, that scratch that writing itch. And then did that for about a year or so, continued to do it even after I joined Robot Johnson, but then joined Robot Johnson in 2011?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right. And submitted some writing. Field was hired on as a full actor. I started out as just like provisionary, just like, you're just writing, we'll see how it goes in a couple months, you know, kind of probationary, and then a couple months in it was just like, all right, we need some warm bodies, you want to be on stage? It's like, I was like, oh, am I not the probationary thing
anymore? Hey, a couple like weeks, it was like 3 weeks, and they were like, this guy
it was right away,
put him in the show. That's what it was. Noah's body is not even warm, so that's just a need. It's a talent. It was. Let's get this guy on stage because he's fucking hilarious.
I can't help it. I mean, what?
I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no.
Oh gosh.
Alcohol is involved with our podcast. Why do you ask?
Yes, today our podcast is being powered by
Woodchuck Hard Cider Harvest,
just like apple pie. It's only 5% alcohol. That doesn't seem
to matter. That's really good.
It is good. Taste of autumn in a single bottle.
How quickly we all get distracted.
We're just staring at a bottle.
I love labels.
Just look at the label. Hey, guys, this is gluten-free.
It's from Middlebury, Vermont.
I'm just, mesmerized by the little woodchuck carrying the I'm assuming that's an apple, though it looks like a pumpkin.
Nah, he's up to something.
He truly is. He looks like kind of menacing.
Yeah.
That will check his gun through us. Oh, man.
That's...
Okay, sorry. So that was our alcohol segment of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I always drink woodchuck.
Thank you for the endorsement. So,
how did you get started with sketch comedy, for those who didn't listen the first two times?
Well, it's funny that we talked about the differences. I started doing improv in college after doing some stellar work in high school theater. But I ran into some great folks at the University of South Carolina who were doing improv there and fell right in with it, fell in love with them and improvising. So I did that happily, and then entered the real world and didn't do any comedy for a while and felt miserable about it. Oh. So I was actually back in Columbia for a reunion for that improv group where I met an old friend. We improv together. Things were great. Great reunion. And she said, hey, I'm working with this awesome lady on Army Wives in Charleston, and she does comedy in Charlotte, and you should talk to her. So I reached out to her and didn't hear anything back for several months because this group has trouble communicating. I sent the writing samples in. And then later got an email to come out and audition, and almost didn't make it because my grandpa's house got struck by lightning, and our producer, Candace Cortinas, who's been on the show, suffers no fools and thought that was a bullshit excuse and almost didn't let me put my audition in early in the day.
Act of God did
tried to dissuade you.
Joined and immediately fell in love with this group of people and the sketch format, because I'd always wanted to write more, and this gave me the opportunity to do that and also keep performing. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. Really love it.
Yay. Yeah. But you said, you guys have been doing more than just sketch. You have actually competed in... And a lot of your crew at different times have worked in the film industry.
That's very true.
In different roles. I would say probably half of you guys, at least, right?
At times, yeah.
Graphic designers, set decorators, various things. Mm-hmm. Actors.
Set dressers,
yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Here's the second pen I've dropped.
No, don't give her any more.
We all need pens.
No. You thought I would put a
Phil just took a second pin.
That was smooth.
We gave
that
you
smooth.
Sponges, but if you want to keep them, no kidding. You know how to get under the table. But you guys have actually done some film projects.
Yeah, we recently entered the 48-hour film festival and for our third year, and it was a lot of fun. If anyone is not familiar with the 48-hour film festival, basically the main premise is, do you want an excuse to stay up for three straight days, but you don't want to be bored the whole time? You enter that and you don't sleep for 3 days, but you for 2 days, but you do make a film, a 7-minute film out of it, and it was really fun. And this is probably one of our better ones out of the three. And
I think so.
And Field did an amazing job as the lead role this year.
Oh. Aww.
Thank you.
What's it called?
It's called...
Lucille.
Yes.
Is it about a baseball bat?
No.
Is it about Kenny Rogers?
Actually, the opposite. It's about a kickball.
No. Aww.
Yeah.
You picked a fun time to kick Lucy. So, basically, the 48-hour film project, they give you a topic.
Yes they give you a prop to use. They give you a line of dialogue. They give you a character name, which is like a name and like a job. So it's not just Dan Smith. It's Dan Smith the plumber, Dan Smith college student, or something like that. And then you randomly draw a genre, and you have 48 hours to turn in a written, shot, edited,
completely
produced, complete.
Wow.
Film, and it is exhausting but fun, and I
lots
feel like
lots of caffeine and
yes,
lots of caffeine.
Yes,
lots of caffeine, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah, you definitely bond with the people you're putting it on with.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those like war buddy kind of. We've both been through the same brand of hell and walked out of it.
Noah Brilliantly was our executive producer, kind of making the whole thing happen all 3 years in a row, but especially this year, he just really, really nailed it. Set the tone for everyone.
Thank you. And Field not only was the lead in it, he was also the head writer, which may explain why he was also the lead in it.
No one will ever.
He described a character that looks exactly like himself.
Yeah.
He has to have ridiculous hair, everyone.
So what was your prompt and your prop and your name?
The name we had was...
Trevor Bookman.
Trevor Bookman, or housing inspector.
There was Teresa Bookman if you wanted to make it a female character.
Oh. And then the line of dialogue was, let's do it again. Mm-hmm. And the prop was a ball. Just a general ball.
What was the genre
we had was we could either pick mystery, because it's the thing, you get two choices. We could either pick mystery, or the other choice we happened to draw randomly was comedy.
So
sort of made a comedy, and we sort of blended it into kind of a rom-com comedy, a little bit of mix there.
If I'm hearing you correctly, Field wrote himself as the main lead and then figured out a reason to have sex on camera. Is that what you're saying?
Now, he may not describe it that way, but as the producer, I can confirm, yes, that is accurate.
It's a sex scene.
So, Field, what was it like playing a ball? How did you get into the role that quickly? I don't understand. Oh, you had sex with a ball. You were the ball and somebody had sex with you? I'm going to stop talking.
You'll have to watch to find out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, we're actually going to show it at the upcoming Geek Gala.
Absolutely.
So that works out pretty well.
That is awesome.
I did speak with Candace today, and she said, yes, ma'am. So
tell her the gala was struck by lightning.
No.
So Candace, no. She is amazing. If you ever want somebody to wrangle a bunch of cats or unruly hair
or idiots,
yeah, she does not suffer fools lightly. Field, you performed our wedding, so
it's true.
And she performed miracles.
Yes,
as
she did.
The air conditioning stopped working at our location. God. She got a man who was mowing his lawn to call her back and take care of stuff. So. That was amazing.
Get it done.
Yeah, she gets
it
done.
That's what she knows how to do.
No kidding. So, we love Candace. So,
yes, we do.
Yeah, definitely come in and check it out. And then, after this show, do you guys have anything planned in the future?
We are performing, we recently found this out, we're performing in Greenville, South Carolina at the New South Comedy Fest on November 3rd, so that's very exciting.
Ooh.
And we also are, we're still working out dates, but we hope to have a bi-monthly show, most likely at the Rabbit Hole. We can certainly keep people posted, and we'll keep people posted through your wonderful support as well.
Yeah, we're definitely have some shows coming up. I just don't think the dates are nailed down yet.
Yeah, they're in the process of being locked in, I think, right now. So we'll check out Robot Johnson Sketch Comedy on Facebook. We'll post everything there, of course. And we're getting our groove back.
Mm-hmm.
Stella.
Yay!
Goldberg,
Stella!
At our side.
So definitely check them out, and if you want to actually see what Field and Noah look like, you can check out our unboxing video that we posted on Facebook Live earlier this evening, and check them out. And you will see that Field actually is very healthy, and we haven't really deprived him of sunlight, despite what he may tell you. So.
That's right. We fed him pizza before this.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to find you on the interwebs, they would go to...
Robot Johnson Sketch Comedy on Facebook.
And that's probably the best place.
I follow at Robot Johnson on Twitter. It's an award-winning Twitter, whatever that means in 2017, but it is. Robot Johnson Comedy on Instagram. At Robot Johnson Comedy on Instagram. I think that's all we have. RobotJohnson.com. We don't update that as much because of all the social media. So check us out on those. Come to a show.
I think there's an Instagram. I feel like is that.
I just said there was an Instagram. No,
I wasn't listening to you because I typically don't.
I know.
MySpace? I guess,
Then we have the LinkedIn, and then there's the Friendster.
The LinkedIn.
I'm in charge.
The Twitter.
I'm in charge of the Friendster one, but really. Let that go this past 2 months.
It's in a
months.
Negative count.
Yeah, that's how I've also been doing. Yeah. I've been doing that.
Yeah, if you see Noah on any dating sites, he's trying to Turn in the receipt.
Let's not talk about what he's trying to do. Yeah.
It's called guerrilla marketing, people. Don't act like I invented it.
And gorillas wrestle, so get ready.
His webcam shows are for charity, damn it.
Yeah.
No shame. One of these sponges is going to Noah.
Oh, and definitely go back and you can search for Robot Johnson on the Guardians of the Geekery page, and you can hear Field two other times and a bunch of other
a lot of our
really
awesome cast members and writers. And,
yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, you guys are great to us. We appreciate it.
Well, it's a mutual admiration.
We are. Okay.
So get along.
Yeah, without any further ado, will you guys stick around when we talk about the news next time? Well, you have to, Field. But Noah, will you
Until I can pick this lock. I will.
Unlike Field, I will voluntarily choose to stay.
I said that 2 years ago.
And we got it.
Then they staple gun your foot to the floor.
Before you know it, we'll have our own Robot Johnson sketch comedy in the living room.
Performing every night. It'll be like that scene from the little boy from the Twilight Zone.
Don't send me to the cornfield.
Oh my god.
All right. And with that.
Adieu.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.